Podcasting from Sydney, Australia, welcome to Take Control and become the expert in your finances, where you'll discover sound principles and proven strategies to take your financial position to the next level, giving you complete control and certainty in today's turbulent economic conditions. Now here's your host, Angela Dye.
Hi everyone, it's Angela Dye. Welcome back. We're getting close to the end of the podcasts now, so I hope you've been enjoying them all. This one's based on what happens next after we've decided to buy the investment property.
Okay, great, Angela. So we've got our investment property that we've purchased and it's almost ready to go for the tenants to move in. Is there any things that we need to have in place or be mindful of to really help us along our ongoing journey and keep things going?
One of the most important things here is record keeping. We need to make sure that you've set yourself up a folder, either on your computer or a hard copy, where you keep all of the paperwork that's relevant to the purchase of the property and the ongoing costs associated with the property. Another important thing to do is make sure you've done your depreciation schedule, you've had that done for you and you've given that to your accountant. And then your accountant should be looking at doing a tax variation for you.
So what is a depreciation actually allow you to do, a depreciation schedule?
A depreciation schedule is usually done by a reputable firm who are accredited by the ATO, so they know what they're doing, and it tells them how you can depreciate the asset. So the asset is obviously your investment property and all the bits and pieces inside it. So, you know, the stoves, the air conditioning, all that type of thing, and then obviously the bricks and mortar. Now, your accountant will use that when they do your tax return. It's a big part of the negative gearing side of having an investment property. The tax variation is that you apply to the ATO for a tax variation so that you can receive your benefit of negative gearing monthly, weekly, fortnightly, rather than annually when you do your tax.
So that actually helps you along with your budget because you're getting that money sooner.
That's correct.
And you can use it to...
It helps with your cash flow.
Yes.
So if you end up getting some extra money in your pocket every week from your income, that obviously then goes into your home loan. There's more money going in the home loan. It's creating more redraw and the snowball effect keeps happening that
way. Yes.
Most important thing is that you're talking to your accountant about all this type of thing. You have good paperwork so that it's easy for him to understand it. And it's very clear what is investment and what is not investment.
Yes, so okay. Keeping them really well
organized. So the record keeping is important. Yes. And that's just a matter of getting a folder, putting some labels on it and sticking all the paperwork in there.
I guess that goes for all of your expenses with the property and rates and all your insurances.
Everything. Any expense relating to that property, you should be showing that to your accountant and he will then determine whether or not it's something you can claim or something you can't claim. So again, even with your real estate agent, you should be keeping in contact with your real estate agent. You should be making sure that they're doing their quarterly reviews on the property. So they're checking the property out to make sure it's getting looked after, mm-hmm. that your tenant is paying the rent, and any repairs that are needed or maintenance that is needed to make your tenant stay in the house more comfortable, because remember, it is their home.
Yes.
Then you should be attending to that type of thing. Your real estate will guide you in the fact of when you increase your rent, so there should be reviews on that as well. Keep in mind, this is like running a business. This is your own little business, but this is going to make you money. So you need to look after it properly. If you had a business, you wouldn't just open the door and do nothing.
Sure.
So the same with an investment property. You need to have an active part in what's going on with it. You need to understand it. And you need to make sure your paperwork is good.
And speaking of the rates that your tenant is paying to live in the property, is there any sort of benchmark? Is a good place to increase that rent over time?
Well, with your real estate agent, if they're doing their job correctly for you as the managing agent, they should be advising you on when's a good time to put up the rent, because they know the area. You usually won't live in the area that your investment property is in.
Yes.
So therefore, you have to rely on their expertise in real estate within that area to say to you, look, we should be putting the rent up. You know, in the next 2 months, we'll send out the letters, we'll put the rent up by $5, $10. Or they may say, look, at the moment, the rental market's not the best in the area. There's quite a number of vacancies. So therefore, we'll keep the rent the same.
So there's no hard and fast rule of increasing it by X amount of percent on an annual basis.
That's no, not... there's no hard and fast rule to do that. Obviously, you want to benefit more and more from your property, and as time goes by, rentals do increase, the same as mortgage interest yes. rates increase. However, you need to be wise about it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So
yeah.
you just have to take direction. Don't be afraid to ask your real estate property manager for advice on things like that.
Because I guess for the whole strategy to work, having a very low vacancy rate is probably one of the most important factors. You've got a tenant in there who's actually helping you pay for this thing.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all part of the process. With the buffers that are in the loans, that yep. we put in the loans, and the fact that you're creating redraw all the time, you know, with every month that goes by, you're creating redraw, there usually isn't an issue with paying the loan on the investment property, even if there is a small period of time where there's a vacancy rate.
Yeah.
You know, but these are all the risks that go along with buying an investment property. No investment comes without risk. So vacancy is one of the risks. So we have to manage that. Rule of thumb, if you can't manage the downside, yeah. you really should think again about investing.
Sure, sure.
Because no investment comes without risk.
Is it wise to obviously have something like, you know, landlord's insurance, and that can sort of help you?
Yes, you should have landlord's insurance.
Yes.
Landlord's insurance will cover you for damage to the property, and it can also cover you for loss of rent.
Yes.
Again, just make sure that you understand the terms of the insurance. So when are you covered for loss of rent? When are you not covered for loss of rent? Maybe they have to always be on a lease.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, real estate agents will just let it carry on after the lease runs out.
Yes.
So they're going week to week or fortnight to fortnight. Not probably the best move. You should probably make sure your real estate agent always has your tenant on a lease.
Yes.
Yeah. But again, make sure you understand exactly what you're covered for, so there's no surprises if you need to call on your insurance.
So that's all sounding good. And let's say we've got all our documents and we're good with our record keeping. Is there anything else we need to do, like reviewing our budgets and, you know, setting new goals as we're aiming to continue along this journey?
Well, we like to review the clients on a regular basis. Part of that review is you'll be sent an email with a new budget sheet. We need to review budgets. We need to make sure that the incomes are listed properly within the cash flows. We do a new cash flow. A budget is a moving thing because life is moving. Things change. Sometimes the budget gets higher, sometimes the budget gets lower. Sometimes your income gets higher, sometimes your income gets lower.
Yes.
You know? So all the time, this is an ongoing relationship between the client and our company, so that we are up to date all the time with their actual situation.
And how often would that happen?
It can happen as often as the client needs it to happen.
Sure.
What we find in the beginning is people need a lot of coaching at the start.
Yes.
Once they get the knack of it, they tend to run on their own, and then you get the phone calls when there's something out of the ordinary that happens, you know?
Sure.
We will touch base with them usually every 3 months with emails to say,
yes.
how's it all going?
Yes.
Is there anything new? Can you send a new budget? Mm. Have incomes changed, etc., etc.?
Okay, and so obviously this property, we've got it, the tenants are in there, it's a long-term plan. Is there anything else that we need to be aware of and think about as we're moving ahead in our lives?
Yeah, well, because life has its own challenges along the way, then you have to be prepared if things happen like unemployment or illnesses or things like that. So one thing to be really aware of is not to panic. If your strategy's been working correctly, we're going to have buffers in place that we can use. We can restructure it internally within the loan, and then we can move forward. So always stay secure in your plan and stick to the plan, and phone me, because then I'll be able to help you.
So you don't need to panic. There's always a way to get through any challenge.
There's always a way to get through any challenge that it puts in front of you.
So that gives you peace of mind to just get on with it and
that's right.
Going.
So it gives you peace of mind. It gives you a secure feeling, makes you feel happy and secure in your finances. Well, everyone, that's it for today's podcast. Thank you once again for listening to what we had to say. I hope everything's being a help to you. And if you do have any questions, don't forget to give us a call, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Take Control and Become the Expert in Your Finances with Angela Dye. If you like what you've just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address to your friends and colleagues, richmondresidential.com.au. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next month for another edition of Take Control and Become the Expert in Your Finances.